Welcome to Sex with Simmery. Frank, occasionally explicit edutainment on the most important topic of all. Sex with Simmery is not intended for children and is not safe for work unless your boss is particularly awesome. See more at sexwithsimmery.com. Welcome to Sex with Simmery. This is Dr. Simmery. And today I'm going to answer a reader question that is actually a very common question I have received in differing forms over the years. So this will be revisiting it from a couple different angles. So hopefully it's most broadly applicable to everybody. But here is the reader question. So I need your help explaining to me why so many of the girls that I have dated have rape fantasies. They want me to pretend to rape them, or they say that they think it's really hot to think about. And these are not kinky girls. They're not wild. They're good. They're Catholic. I'm going to come right out and say they're Catholic. I didn't know if I should say that. That'd be too identifying, but no, I think there's enough Catholics. Anyway, they're good Catholic girls. So I just want to know what this is about. All right. So this is a question I've gotten, from girls who want to know why they want this and from guys who, want to know if it's true, if people really actually do have this fantasy, because it's one of the most common fantasies reported, especially by heterosexual, identified women, is being turned on by the idea of someone forcefully, committing sexual assault on them, actually. Technically, the terms would be someone that they maybe don't know, or somebody that they do know, but it's under a pretense where it's very much forced. And so what is this about? Does this mean that women in real life actually do really want to get raped? And so why are we freaking out about sexual assault rates? Because it's actually women really do want it. Is that what's going on? No. There's a couple different things that go into this. And it's difficult to talk about because it is so taboo to talk about sexuality and desire and coercion and consent in anything other than very black and white terms. So it can mean a whole lot of different things to a whole lot of different people. But what it doesn't have to mean, and it definitely doesn't mean to most people, is that they really would like a complete stranger to sexually assault them. That's really not at all the case. It should be clarified to anybody who argues that, it's acceptable because, no matter what somebody says, that they really do have this implicit thing. First of all, you don't know that you're getting the right person if you just randomly are attacking people. And in addition to that, it doesn't actually translate to real life. Very commonly, our fantasies are not things that we do really want to play out in person, in actual detail. In the way that in our heads is hot. In our heads, it's controllable. It's in a space where you can manipulate details. I mean, you can have tentacles and wings if you want to in your fantasies. And in real life, it may not be as hot if there are like fake tentacles and fake wings. Maybe it will be. Maybe you'll really like that. I don't know. But with rape fantasies, the things that are hot about it in your head are not necessarily the things that actual sexual assault is about. So just want to put that out there as the first thing. So what are some possible explanations as to why somebody would find that attractive? And especially, I think this reader's question is interesting by emphasizing that the girls he has dated have been religious and conservative. And I think that's a very important point because what does religion and conservative upbringing usually say about sexuality? Generally, it's not good. It's bad. Sexuality is dirty and filthy, and you should save it for someone you love. And which is a whole interesting thing, and it does a lot of things to people. But one of the things it does to young women is it tells them that sexual desire is bad and engaging in sexual behavior is bad. And so what is a rape scenario in that outlook? It is sexuality that you did not ask for and you are not consenting to. So from that perspective, it is sexuality in which you are engaging without responsibility. So in a rape fantasy, in the mind of someone who has a very conservative, possibly religious conception of what it means to be a female in a sexual situation, that is sexuality where you are getting sexual contact and possibly from a person that you want and can't have in real life, and you are not going to be held accountable for it. You're not you're not sinning because you didn't want it. You didn't ask for it. In fact, you said no, you resisted. And so if what you want in your fantasy is like this strapping young sexy man to come and just take it, you're not doing anything wrong. You're not sinning. There's nothing to feel guilty about. So you are allowed to, in the words of, I think this was Bobby Knight, just lay back and enjoy it. Really and truly, that terrible old adage, but that is actually what they might be getting out of it. Another thing that this has to do with is the gender norms and the ideas of passion. So think about the terrible, horrible, and I'm not at all condoning the act of reading Twilight, but you're probably familiar with it enough that, you know, there's this character who's a vampire, who's super powerful, you know, unlimited in all of these perceptions of his strapping masculinity. And he is just so overcome by desire that it's just tearing him apart. And he will tear her apart if allowed to really let go. And so why is that appealing to the demographics that it is appealing to of young women and moms and written by a Mormon woman? And it has very conservative values about the fact that they don't actually have sex until they're married. But what is that about? That's about the idea that men will want you so badly that they just can't control it. You are so desirable. You are so sexy. You are just so loved, adored, whatever the perception might be, that they can't stop themselves. And it's not even controllable. And so that would be another facet that could be very appealing about those ideas. That you possess these characteristics and that your idea of how men express desire fits into those schemas where they just can't help themselves. They want it so badly that they have to take it. So that might be why it might click for someone. Additionally, you just have the idea that this is power play. This is submission. This is dominance. Perhaps the violence itself is what's attractive. And these are all things that people get turned on to, but in BDSM, one of the things that people outside of BDSM have to eventually learn about it, because it may not be clear, is that it's all consensual. In BDSM, it's all consensual. These scenes of extreme violence, these scenes of extreme coercion and power play and dominance are things that all of the individuals involved in the room have said they wanted to do and are continuing to consent to by being there. They have words, they have safe words that are explaining, you know, when you've gone too far or you're starting to verge on going too far. So instead of just having a word where you just say stop and then we're like, wait, do you mean stop and like because you're acting or stop like no for realsies? So you have like your code word that you say, your safe word that expresses you actually want the scene to stop or that the scene is starting to verge on an area where it's not fun anymore. So you could use like a red, green, yellow light system, like traffic lights. So it's like green, we're still good. We're still good. I'm acting like I don't want it. I'm acting like this is a terrible thing. Yellow would be like, this is starting to go in a direction that I don't want it to go anymore, or this needs to be brought back a little bit. And then red would be like, no, for realsies, we need to stop this. This is uncomfortable beyond the point of pleasure. So for somebody who doesn't have that particular nuance down about how BDSM works and the fact that everybody involved is consenting, you might just still be turned on by the power play. That's sexy, the idea of authority and of submission and completely giving yourself over or being completely in control of something. Those are sexy concepts. That is what is behind so many other taboo fantasies, like the teacher fantasy, and what's behind so many variations on age differential between people, and it's at the heart of a lot of other things that we really like. So perhaps these girls might just be into a little bit of kink, but they don't really know what it is about it that they like yet, and so maybe that's just one facet of it. So there's a lot of different ways this could play out, and these are not the exclusive providences of women either. These certainly can be the fantasies of men as well. It's just very common among women, and it's a thing that women often feel guilt about. So I definitely want to emphasize that if you have these stuff as fantasies in your head and you are not a little Christian female, that's fine. You're still fine. It's all good. You're allowed to like whatever you like, and you're allowed to do whatever you want as long as, again, everybody is consenting and able to consent. So let's say you want to do this in real life. You have these rape fantasies and your girlfriends are asking you for this particular type of sex play. What are you, as the guy who doesn't want to actually necessarily go rape people, going to do to facilitate this? So a little bit like I said with the red, green, yellow light system, you can figure out your own way to indicate to each other how you want to work this out. So talk it through with your partner. What is it about the scene that is arousing? What is it about the scenario that really gets them hot so that you can make that happen? Is it the surprise element? Is it that they are physically being controlled? Is it the actual sexual acts that they wouldn't otherwise feel okay consenting to? Like, figure out what it is that's hot about it and figure out a way that the two of you can negotiate to make that happen. So this will require a little bit more upfront honesty than she'll probably want to give right away, because that tends to go with a conservative fear of free sexual expression to not really feel comfortable talking about it. But if you find a time where you are feeling particularly intimate and you can have this conversation, figure out what it is the two of you want. Figure out a scenario where you'll both feel comfortable doing this, and then go to town. Do the damn thing. And again, red, yellow, green light system. You can use other words. It's totally fine. But have something in place so you know how to continue to communicate with each other when you're doing it. So as always, you are free to have whatever fantasies in your head you want. Don't judge yourself for having them. Be ecstatic that there is something that turns you on, because not everyone has something about which they are that passionate. So enjoy whatever it is that pops in there, and just keep it safe, sane, and consensual in real life. And thank you very much. Have a good day. Howdy. Do you like sex with Timmery? Because we sure like you. So here's how you can show your love. First of all, if you haven't already, like Sex with Timmery on Facebook. And also, we have a survey available for anybody who listens to the podcast, checks out the website, or interacts with the Facebook page. You can find that on tinyurl.com/TimmerySurvey. And it would be super helpful for us if you fill that out, because then we know what you like and how we can bring you what you want even better. So another thing that you can do to help us out is rate us on iTunes. Just go in, give us 5 stars and say why we're awesome, and we will be super appreciative. Thank you for listening to Sex with Timmery. Please check out more from sexwithtimmery.com, where Monday through Friday there's new content, including polls, weekly sex columns, and Friday sex links. And if you have any questions, comments, or violent reactions, please email them to sexwithtimmery@gmail.com. That's sexwithtimmare@gmail.com. And thank you.